Hello and welcome back to the Social Matters Podcast. Sorry.
What happened?
Hello, welcome back to the It sounded like it's in my head. It sounded like I said potato, but
you know what? I want to leave all of this.
All right, let me do it again. All right, go.
First, I need to say who I am.
I was going to say that.
Like, I was just going to say.
Who are you? And there's this random voice here. That's just a male voice. Who's that guy? Oh.
That's what I like to do. I don't like to ask questions. Just go straight in there. So, hi, I am Fran. And who is the male voice over there?
The male voice is Eugene. Hi, I'm also a social worker talking about social matters.
Hi, I am Nadia. Guess what? Also a social worker talking about social matters. So, exciting times.
So do you want to tell us a bit about why we're here doing this podcast, Nadia? Because I think it was your idea originally.
It was my idea originally. And then Eugene...
Patent that.
Yeah.
And also, we need to tell people because it's very hot in this room. And
hot in here. I'm sweating already.
Nadia's wearing grey.
It's not cute.
She's going to be full of regret.
Yeah.
My brow is building up some kind of liquid substance, which is sweat.
Excretions of bodily fluid. Let's talk about the podcast. Yeah, so it came about because I was listening to... Well, I was trying to listen to a podcast about social work because I'd just got a new job and I was really, motivated and really keen to kind of think about things that I could do to teach my students who were student social workers and trying to find like little podcasty things to like do in sessions with them. And the podcasts that I found, they were just all a bit not what I was looking for.
I don't want to run them down.
I just want to say that they were just not kind of what I was looking for. What I was looking for was things about how to kind of link social work theory to practice, and I had ideas about it being an educational podcast
because you're geeky. I'd say
Nadia's a geek.
I will own that. I'm fully a geek.
But what do the kids call it now? Like, what's the cool geek? The person that's a cool geek?
Neek. A geek?
No, that's a nerd and a geek.
Yeah, but isn't that cool?
Geek chic?
Geek chic, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Go on, I'm interrupting.
Yeah, random. So I was really just trying to think about how I could learn, and I had ideas about, what if there was a podcast out there that could teach me something about being a social worker. And then I spoke to Eugene, and then Eugene got very excited. He was like, let's do a podcast. Let's do it.
And it's just really easy for me to get excited. It's not hard at all. But I think when we had a discussion about it, it was like, okay, that's a really good idea, because I think when we were talking, it's like realizing that there's nothing out there of the sort that's social work based, that's kind of talking about social work and what we do or who we are, what our profession's like. So I think the idea that we kind of developed together was actually making a podcast that kind of raises the profile of the profession, gives people a better understanding of what it is that we do, and not only us who predominantly worked in children's social work, but social work in general, which which is so vast and so many different types of social work. And we'll come on bit to talk about what we do and our experience in practice.
I think it is a very good thing that I kind of brought Eugene on board, because it would have been a very dry podcast otherwise.
let's talk about theory
and how we apply it. I still want to get some of that in though at some point, but in a fun way.
We will.
Let's
a learning hour. And I guess I just jumped on the bandwagon. Classic, just came in at the final hour. But it is something I'm also really interested in. So working closely with these two, when I heard about it, I was like, I'm going to get involved.
But you did come up with the name, Fran. You have to give yourself that credit.
I can patent that. Yeah, thank you. That's real team effort. Collaborative, as they might say in social work.
Yeah.
We'll go on to talk about that in podcast number 5.
What's Eugene bringing? What's he bringing in?
You see how they do me like that?
He does bring the techie side, Nadia, because without Eugene, we might have just been talking into plastic mics and not knowing what on earth we're doing.
podcasting, but yeah. not.
And together we become like a dynamic trio. That's not the no, saying, that is
flopped.
It?
You had to think about that a bit more. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, I see where you was going.
That's why we should all stick to social work.
So today we have our very first guest on the Social Matters. And we're so excited. I've got a little bit of an introduction. Hello,
Sorry, yeah. No one was prepared for my drumming skills there.
So our first guest is a British social researcher and writer specialising in violence between young people. She has a professional doctorate where her thesis focused on the safeguarding implications of contextualising abuse between young people within social fields. She is a senior research fellow at the University of Bedfordshire and has held positions of assistant director of policy and research at Barnardos, specialising in youth justice and sexual exploitation of children. And she was also the principal policy advisor at the Office of the Children's Commissioner and head of the Secretariat for the Inquiry into Child Sexual Exploitation in Groups and Gangs. She's previously written a regular column called Girl in the Corner in The Guardian, founded the Misunderstood Partnership, a project that aims to improve local and national responses to young people's experiences of inequality, and was awarded an MBE for services to girls and women's issues, and was the youngest black woman to have received this honor. So our regular listeners know her as Carls, but can we just please welcome Dr. Carlene Furman?
Yeah, first guest,
welcome Carlene. Oh my gosh, what an introduction.
It's a bit intense.
was it the and
yeah, and the first sentence was actually wrong.
We were like, can we do a fact check? What was wrong?
I'm a principal research fellow at the University of Bedfordshire.
What did it say there? What did it say?
It's senior.
Yes.
That was correct in 2016, but not in 2019.
Principal.
Thanks, internet, so it's not updated.
The Wikipedia is not updated.
That is where I got it.
Is principal like top dog? If we're thinking of the hierarchy.
There's reader, professor, there's plenty of ranks above.
You're pretty up there. Who wrote your wiki?
I don't know.
I always think that's really weird, isn't it?
It you know is what I mean? Weird.
Wait, hold on.
Because anybody can go on and like...
Somebody just drew information about you
from the internet.
Decided to write something on
Wikipedia.
Yeah, because
it writes where I like at school and stuff. Where I went to school.
So hold on.
When I saw the wiki, it also says like born between, as though they've almost found your photo first and we'll put a bit of a guesstimate. What do you think about that? How do you feel about the age gap? I mean, is it roughly right?
It's roughly right, but it's one of the years.
I know, like... I love it.
So, hold on. I feel that there's a bit of a stalker theme. So, you had somebody cycling alongside you. Basically, someone has gone and found all this information about you, Carlene, and you don't even know about it.
Don't know who it is.
That's so weird.
Love it. Love it. Well, welcome anyway.
Yeah, we're so pleased to have you. Thank you so much for trekking down to join us here. We're
pleased to be here and to get a takeaway.
Yeah.
We started.
Do you want to talk us through the last 7 hours you've been with us? So Carlene's kindly made the trip to our studio, aka
my spare room.
Yeah. In a Social Matters tradition, we had a takeaway.
What did and you snacks.
And snacks, yeah.
So, obviously snacks.
So we let Carlene choose, because obviously she's our special guest. And what did you choose?
Indian.
Yeah. And then we were picking up... We gave a choice of which naan bread she would like. And what did you go for?
Chapati. I was like, do you want Peshwari naan, garlic naan? And it's like, I'll have chapati. Cool, babes.
So you know when you come and meet people for the very first time, and when Carlene walked through the door, it was like, oh, it's great to meet you because Carlene listens. And then, you know, I kind of feel that maybe somebody would feel a bit nervous or uncomfortable in the environment. It's like, Carlene, no way. I want chapati. Where's my peanut? Love it.
And not forgetting the mango chutney.
Yeah. Can't have takeaway without a mango chutney.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
One of those things. No one knows the word. What's the words?
For the sake of all and
that was better than me
you, boy. I didn't even know those words. Well done, guys.
You didn't even know the old lang syne bit.
I didn't.
And just as this is an audio podcast, we were just all linking hands and holding hands and looking at each other in the eye and shouting at each other in the face and singing words that we don't even know. Anywho, happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year. I'm just curious, Nads, what words you did think it was.
All I knew is old lang syne, but you said something before. Because of old lang. What did you say? What's the last line?
I don't know.
you said something old lands.
For the sake of for the sake. Yeah, and I don't even know if those are.
Well, it must be because you both sung it.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's something before that, but clearly none of us know it. So here we are, 2023, very excited to be recording. And for those listeners who've been listening to us for a few seasons now, we've had a little tradition for the last few years of using this first episode of the year to have our word of the year. So that is a word that guides us through the year. However, there's also a bit of a theme that when it gets to this point to review our word of the year, none of us can remember what the word of the year is. And we have to go and listen back to this same said first episode of each new year to work out what it is. Or can either of you remember? Confessions.
Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the sack. She's got. You said confession. So happening? Usher, I was speaking about Usher. Sorry, my bad. Sorry, we're really close there. No, I can't lie. I couldn't remember my word and I was there. Well, I wasn't there. Nadia was playing the episode for us kindly on Fast Forward and just listened to me just chat so much nonsense in that last year's episode.
You were talking forever. I was like, bruv, what's your words? What's your words? I'm not interested. What's your word?
No, and that was full deja vu from the year before where I also was cussing you because I was like, had to fast forward on double speed. And even on double speed, we'd still got to near the end of the episode and we didn't have his word.
So it was probably about, 6 minutes from the end of the podcast episode last year where I was like, oh, that's my word. And yeah, we can reveal it later.
What was it?
I thought, because I'm on camera now, I was like, let me just speak out.
Like, what are these guys doing at the side of me? I love it. I was like, what's going on? How are you both?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Really good. I feel like I missed the green memo, though.
I was going to say, that's all.
But you've got jazzy, we've all got patterns.
Yeah, that's true.
Pattern going on.
Yeah.
So we're back in the studio.
Yep.
Feeling fly. Always gives us a kind of, I don't know about you, but like the VIP vibes when I'm in the studio. VIP.
Oh, okay. This reminds me of the other day when... Nads was texting and she's like, oh yeah, I'll be on PT. And me and you were like, PT? What's PT?
I was like, am I going to have to Google it? And I was like, is she having a personal trainer? And then you were like, public transport. And I was like, oh, is that a thing?
No, no one uses PT for
public transport. Are you saying?
No one says I'm on PT.
Well, in my spaces, they do.
Hold on one sec. We've got a videographer in the room. So just say, do people use PT? No. There you go.
We were cool. No, it's all right. Wow, okay.
You're the only one. First time ever I've heard anyone say, oh yeah, I'm on PT. Just say the train, bro. You have to bring me everything, man. I'm on the train, five letters.
How was it? Because I was like, oh, what are we doing after? And then you were like, I'm on PT to wherever. I was like, what?
Well, I'm confused. I'm confused that you're saying these words.
I'm confused that, hold on, Naz, you say you're confused with saying these words.
Yeah.
I've known you how many years now? Like maybe 10, 9 years. We've been doing the podcast for 5, 6 years. Not once in our WhatsApp group have you ever said PT.
Really?
Never. Have you heard us say PT before?
That's why I had to Google it. Yeah. Had to ask you, John, the slide. No, I'm joking. I was like, what is this?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm reassessing life.
No,
right
sorry.
Now.
Well, wait.
I'm going to introduce it into my daily vocab now on the PT. Although I don't use PT because I've got a bike.
Yeah.
Which is a nice segue, actually.
Hey, come on.
Because we always have a check in and we were like, oh, what should we do? But we've had, there's been some comedy journeys to get to the studio this morning. So on PT. Do you want to share your PT? Tale.
Yeah, so I had to change trains and get on the train, obviously on PT, I was like, okay, cool, it's only two stops to the studio. So then I was on my phone on Instagram,
Instagram, and I looked up at what I thought was a second stop, and I was like five stops down the line. I was like, oh no, I'm in the wrong place. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm like, and these guys, because I said, I'm leaving my house early.
6 a.m. she messaged. You were just still in bed. You were like, yeah, gotta get going.
She's like, why are you leaving so early? I was like, oh, you know, I just don't want to be in a flat. This is why I leave my house early, because I do foolishness. Like, just get carried away with Instagram. Anyway, it's fine. Got here on time.
You've had quite the journey on PT. there's a bit of a theme, and I was thinking about like a theme with us, like making kind of fools of ourselves on PT, but actually it's just me and you, isn't it?
It's just me and you.
We have definitely been to places, and it's always one of us who is in the wrong place,
yes,
gone to the wrong place, like, at the wrong, and you just always just very calm, like, okay, get here when you get here.
What about that one where at that time when we were doing some work up in, was it Leeds or Manchester, and then lads was running late and I was getting breakfast for all of us, and then Fran was like, I'm here, I'll meet you outside, I don't know, maybe it was Marks and Spencer, I'll meet you outside Marks and Spencer's, and then waiting, and Fran was like, yeah, I'm outside Marks and Spencer's, where are you? I'm like, I'm outside Marks and Spencer's, I'm here, where is Marks? It's on the inside. No, it's not, it's on the outside. I was like, Fran, are you at Euston Station? She's like, yeah. I was like, it's King's Cross. I'm running.
Thank goodness we give ourselves 2 hours to
get 5 minutes down the road.
Oh God! What about, were you on PT this morning?
No, I just got in my car. Luckily, it's a Sunday today, so it's free parking around here. And I've done a journey before, so I just got into CAR. And
You're an idiot.
So what extreme?
I got into CAR and started driving on ROAD. And then I P-A-R-K-E-D.
I'll come for you. I'll come for you. No, I won't come for you.
Hi, Eugene, from across the table over there. Hi, Fran, sitting next to me.
I know. Do you know what? This feels kind of strange, doesn't it? Back in the day, we used to do them where we were all touching knees in Eugene's spare bedroom on a tiny desk. But I don't feel like we've done this for ages.
The last time we did it was when we were recording with Gemma, remember? A couple of episodes ago. But just the three of us, I think it's before lockdown was the last time we did it.
No.
Yeah?
Really? It was a long time ago. But even with Gemma, we were in a big room and we're socially distanced. Now we're back to old school, like, huddled. Touching knees. We can, like, look into each other's eyes as
I know.
Speak.
Do you know what? It's so funny you say that, because I was looking at you and I was thinking, is it too much? Is it too much for me to be staring into your eyes? Like, is that too much? Sorry.
I always think that the intensity that's come with everything being on screen now, because you know when you're in a Teams meeting or Zoom meeting, I'm often probably 20 centimetres away from the people, but you'd never sit in a meeting 20 centimetres from someone's face. It's quite intense, isn't it?
And stare at them for the entire meeting. And I could see the struggle in that face. She's like, do I look directly at Fran?
Oh, do you know what? You're a funny man. So I suppose we should kind of name where we are, what we're doing and what we're up to.
Social Matters on Tour.
Yay!
So exciting. So we've come on tour, not like a tour where we're going to more than one gig location, but just we've come away for the weekend with a bit of a, like exciting planning, recording and just hanging out together. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We did have a bit of an itinerary and plan. We've gone off piste a little bit, but I think we're pulling it back that we are sitting down to record, because at one point it was looking like we weren't going to do any recording. But this morning, the one thing that we did stick to on the itinerary, oh, actually we didn't, did we? The original plan, people, was that we were going to go for a run, and we're staying in the country where the health and safety assessment was that it was quite risky to run because it's a busy, busy road. So we gave it up for 45 minutes of extreme, I guess, would you say torture? You, I mean, what was it that we did this morning?
I don't know what I did. I can't remember. But what I do remember was in my room lying down in pain thinking, what have I done to deserve this? That's what I was thinking. That's what my morning was. I don't remember the torture beforehand.
At one point, I was like, I can't feel my legs. And Yude was like, the only thing not in pain is his eyes.
Yeah.
Like... So I guess just to explain a little bit, so maybe you explain, Nads, because I don't even think I could put words to that experience.
And I think Nads should explain, seeing that she was the torture master. Please explain.
To be fair, Lister, she's been quite apologetic since about what she did to us. I said, I'm really sorry. Like, I should have, you know, built you up, given you a warning.
I should have. Pray tell,
what did you do to us?
Well, so I'm following a workout program, and, you know, just because we're away.
Workout?
Was that what? When it, a workout?
I don't know. I went dizzy.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, just because I'm away, like, I'm going to stick to my plan and, like, let me bring these guys in. And, you know, we wanted to do, like Fran was saying, we were going to go for a run. But I always forget in the country, there's no pavements. I always forget that. So if we were running, we'd be running in the road or bushes, which was just, yeah, not safe. So I was like, let's do the workout. And yeah, man, it was light work. I don't know what's wrong with you.
You know what? It was... I'm feeling the pain now. The way I've been paid on the same day of doing the exercise, I don't know what I'm going to feel like tomorrow. But it comes after 3 or so weeks of relative inactivity for me. And I said February was going to be the month where I'm back on the fitness and keeping it up regularly. Because as we've kind of mentioned many times in different podcast episodes, we're all into that for routine and physical health and mental health. So I ideally would have liked to be eased into it. But you know what? It's all right. It's all right. Just as long as I got some water, it's all right.
Sorry, I should have. It was a 45-minute workout, including a warm-up and a cool-down. But maybe I should have been, yeah, sorry.
You're making out as though, like, come on, go, you know, 10 minutes warm-up, 10 minutes. I mean, they were only like no, it was a 30-second warm-up and cool-down. But do you know what I think the best bit was for the entertainment? Was right, so basically there's two cottages. So we're in one and there's a family in the other. And just before that, there's some children and they're like, excuse me, can we play on your rope swing? And so we own this cottage. We were like, yeah. And then fast forward 5 minutes, we're out there, dance hall, blasting out, 45 minutes, sweating, panting, screaming. Oh, God, when will it stop? They must have been like, what is going on in that cottage next door? So we did it outside. We were screaming. We cranked it up. And then we were on the floor for bits of it. Dirt. I think we've definitely caused some entertainment for the next door cottage.
But also, they were outside playing football and running around whilst we were working out. And then suddenly they went in. And then I realised, oh, it's probably the moment when I started to really feel the burn. And then the Fs came out. I was like, what? One more...
I didn't notice that. In my head, I was like, children. And I thought, he needs your Christmas sweating, Nuddy.
Was he swearing? I didn't even...
That's because you don't notice, because you were too busy effing and jeffing. Meanwhile, St. Franny over here. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you interjected there, Fran, and tried to challenge Nuddy on this 45 minutes warm-up and cool-down, because it didn't feel like it. I thought 5 hours with Piles. But in the breaks, when we only get like 15 seconds or 10 seconds, I don't know how much of it because I was crying, so I couldn't see that. But in the breaks, Nadia is dancing to the dance like she's in a rave. I'm like, have you got energy for this? Me, I'm leaning on the walk hot stand. And the amount of times I had to pretend that I needed to get water, I went inside, I was like, let me go get water because I ran out of water. I intentionally used a small cup so I could go in and out more. And then one time I was in here, I wasn't even getting water. I was crying more, mate. The pain. What are you laughing for? There's people suffering over this side of the table and you're laughing. Listeners.
It took you 30 seconds of the 45 minute hit bit to work out the move, didn't it?
My coordination is bloody awful.
He was like left, right, one hand in the air, one hand to the knee. Meanwhile, Nats is just knees up. Oh, but there was one bit, that bit near the end, Huge, where me and Huge had nothing left to give. Neither of us, like, Huge was crying, as he said, couldn't see, effing and jeffing, and I couldn't lift my knees. Meanwhile, Nats in the corner, knees up round her neck, knee toe, like, oh, wow.
And then the cheek of her, like, you know I'm dead on my feet, I can't feel my legs, my eyes were all right onto one point, I'm crying, and then, like, come on guys, 10 more seconds ago, like, you flipping shotgun! He's not getting me done. I can see you in a time.
The best bit was, we'd only done one set. We'd done one set of reps, and me and Huge were like, are we done? And she's like, no, just another one, then a break, then another 3 reps. And we were like, oh, make this.
Go on, Ned, come in.
Can I just say, yeah. So we did this workout in the morning. It's quite late, isn't it? These lot have been harbouring these feelings all day. And it's only now they want to tell me I am cracking up.
mad you're crying now. You deserve those tears.
The best bit was after I was in the kitchen when I was crying inside and outside. Nads just put her arm around me and was like, you did really well.
Yeah. I'm like, it's that world I'm going to get the pain out of my legs. Yeah, I'm like, thanks, Nads.
Bear in mind, Eugene needs a hoist to get him up the stairs to bed.
I'm sleeping down here. I can't walk up. No, I can't walk up. I can't come down. So
I think a lot of people, you know, when they go away to chill. What is wrong with us?
It's all wholesome times together. That's what it is. Eat loads, crack up loads, work out, be productive. Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. And we did it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a rest day tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, no. I've got another one lined up. What do you mean?
No, it is rest
day. Oh, what are you doing?
Eugene was about to fly over the table and punch me in my head.
I fly kick, mate.
Fly kick where? You can't even lift your knee up. Yeah, come fly kick me. Come, I want you to. Come.
He can't even lift his arm. He's hurt his neck.
Oh, the pain, the joy and the pain. So basically, we're having a lovely weekend.
We are having a fabulous time.
Shall I do the next line?
Yeah, go on.
Special girl. You know, I just want to rap. Like, go on. This is what's happening. Like, you're like, are you ready? Shall I? Yep, go on.
Go on.
Special girl. Real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Caught her up and she make me feel right. Wish this could never take flight. Oh, to end that with smack in my hand. I'll stop there.